Another one of the tunes I really like from the new record is the Hoople cover, Golden Age of Rock and Roll.
All right.
That's always been one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks.
I guess one more thing I could ask you is, how do you feel the band has changed since you've had the introduction of Vivian Campbell many years ago?
Yeah, and it's been many years ago. It's like 15 years, I think, or 14, something like that. It's always going to be different. You know, we had our signature sound before Steve passed away, so we obviously had to maintain that. It wasn't like we were still working on a sound. But the big difference when Vivian joined was that the vocal thing, you know, we really did work on that a lot harder when Vivian joined. He'd always been practicing singing and actually really had it honed, you know, to an art. So we've just worked on that over the years. So I think that it's something I can say we're genuinely really proud about is our backing vocals. And it's one of the things. Actually, we played the other night in San Diego, and there was two guys in front of me. And that guy's going, well, that's, I could see he's, what he was saying to the other one. He said, they're fake. They're using sample tape vocals. And the other guy goes, no, I don't think so. And it's great because we don't. We're actually one of the very few artists out there who actually really do that. And I think, you know, thanks to Viv when he joined, that was one thing we really changed. And like I said, we were really proud of that, the fact that we are a real vocal band. You know, and some nights when we're awful, I can't believe that people come up and go, wow, the vocals sound like a record. It's like, really? I don't know where you guys are listening. But, you know, it's that's really what you want to hear.
Do you find that some of the older songs have changed in a live setting over the years?
Yeah, I mean, they have. We just done an iTunes session, and we re-recorded some of the classic songs. We've done Fallin', we've done Bring On The Heartbreak, Let It Go, because, like, Vivian wasn't on the original ones. And we felt that we wanted to bump it up, because I think there's a little bit more energy. So we've done live studio versions. I'm not sure when it'll be coming out, but they have a lot more edge than the records, I think, actually. And we really wanted to put that over, the fact that we have changed a bit. And as bands get older, they usually get lamer. But with us, we've actually, if anything, got a bit more edge and excitement to us. And that was something we really wanted to put over to everyone.
Is there any songs during your live set that you kind of leave open for little bits of, like, improvisational jams or anything like that?
Well, Rocket, we do like a 10-minute version of Rocket, which we did do on the VH1 thing. I think you could get it online, but, you know, me and Viv do a big guitar extravaganza where we just trade off and jam and stuff, so that would be the thing. But most nights, you know, we have an hour and a half and we have to kind of nip it in the bud, because, you know, you only have that because you only have an hour and a half as well, and it's just song, so, yeah, we can't be really opening up to big jams and stuff.
Another tune off the new album I really like is that Sweet cover, Hellraiser. I've always been a huge Sweet fan.
Oh, yeah, join the club. Yeah.
You also have Justin Harkins from Darkness on that track.
Yeah, because there was a little really camp part. Actually, a lot of the Sweet songs had the bass player doing this really camp part. And when we went to record it, it was like, we're all like, I ain't going to do that. I ain't singing that part. And everyone bailed on it. So we got Justin in. Sav said he'd do it really good. He kind of got a weird, you know, campy, very character voice. And Alice Cooper was the other one we were actually going to think about getting, but, you know, Justin came forward and we managed that one instead.
We're really looking forward to the show at Blossom. Can't wait to see you guys again.
Thank you.
Been a while since I saw you with Pete there at the Gund Arena.
Right. Absolutely.
You guys have been friends with the UFO guys for a long time, haven't you?
Well, the first band I ever toured with was UFO. I was in a band called Girl in 1979, and the first tour I ever did was opening up for UFO. And we actually toured with them for three times, actually. So I've been buddies with all those guys for years, and they you know, teaching us all this stuff, to do's and don'ts. So it was actually really cool. It was actually a great introduction, actually, and they were so great to us. It was wonderful.
Was there ever any talk about putting a UFO cover on the cover CD?
There was. I mean, we mentioned it, and again, we kind of left off the really kind of heavier, uncommercial things. This was all stuff that was really on Top of the Pops, and I think the heaviest we got was Thin Lizzy, because those guys were on there, they had singles all the time, and UFO, Zeppelin, Purple, and stuff like that was a little too heavy, if you like. You know, it was still, as much as we loved all of those bands, it was still my big cousin's band or some of the guys' big brother's band who, you know, they'd introduce it to that. But with T-Rex, Bowie and stuff like that, it was our music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How would you say that the music scene and audiences are different over in Europe than they are in the United States?
They don't quite get it as much. I mean, rock music is an American. It's American culture, actually. It's part of it. It's in Americans' DNA. You know, Gibson guitars, Fender guitars, it all comes from America. The blues comes from America. Pop music, or the way that we interpret it or hear it, actually is an American thing. So whenever you take it anywhere else, it's never quite got the same bang, or they don't quite get it as much, unless, you know, people who are musicians who study the stuff is one thing, but the general person in the street, I mean, they listen to some woeful bullshit on some of the things that you actually get out there. It's like, you go, God, I can't believe they listen to that. Whereas in America, it's where it comes from. It's in everyone's DNA. So you really notice that, I think.
Is there any new bands out there that you listen to that you like?
Yeah. Actually, my son gets new stuff all the time. He was just actually old stuff. You know, he bought a Suzy and the Banshees album yesterday, and he's into, what was this band? Flyleaf, mm-hmm. Lamb of God, and all of these kind of really heavy bands as well. So I get, you know, access through him. He's 16, and he's like, yeah, check this out. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I listen to tons of different stuff.
When you're not on stage and not in the recording studio, do you practice very much still?
I very rarely practice unless I'm working a part. But I have guitars, or I have a guitar in the bathroom. So I mean, literally, around my house, there's guitars. There's always guitars around me. So I don't practice so much, but I'm always playing a guitar. So that kind of keeps you in there, I think.
Well, I do very much appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Very much looking forward to the show. Congratulations on another great record, and I wish you all the best in the future.
Great. Cheers. Thanks.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right. See you later.
Take care.
Bye.